and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step at it.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my very good friend, Mr. Don Jameson, out on the road, currently on tour with Faster Pussycat. Don, how you doing today?
I'm somewhere lost in the ozone in South Dakota, San Diego. I don't know. I'm somewhere, but everything's going good. The tour is kicking ass, and we're having a lot of fun. And I still have all my liver and kidney functions intact, and I'm alive. And glad to be back with you, man.
Great. I mean, it's great to have you back. And besides my cousin Cameron, you are the first or only maybe a return guest on the Regal Beagle podcast.
I'm a big fan of Cousin Cameron, and as we both predicted, he is starting now to come around and be a fan of the show, even though he claimed he never would. And so, you know, Cousin Cameron, a little crow.
Yeah, a little bit. And I think it has to do with he likes Lana Shields.
Well, it's funny you say that, because this episode we're about to discuss is the first one that I saw that has her in the show open.
Right. Okay, so let's get into it. Season 4, Episode 11, The Love Barge. It aired November 27th, 1979, directed by Dave Powers, written by Bill Richmond and Gene Parrott. Jack gets a job on a cruise ship, but the girls argue over who gets to accompany him. Don, what did you think of The Love Barge?
The Love Barge is fantastically funny, but with the worst premise ever.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean, what two women wouldn't know that it would be a problem if one of them goes on the cruise and the other one wasn't? I mean, that's built-in madness right there.
Yeah, I feel like it was really kind of cheap devices to really get some sort of story out of this premise. But, you know, there's some great moments that make it so memorable. So I'm kind of into the episode, but I wish it could have been better written.
Yeah, but like I said, it does. There's so much fun in it. Like, it's hard to get mad at the weak premise, you know. There's so many funny jokes, you know. I like when Chrissy says, "Oh, you'd bring us on the cruise if we fooled around," and Jack's like, "If the two of you fooled around, I'd be too tired to take a cruise."
Right.
It's a great line. And then the whole bit where they're making the faces with Mr. Furley, because they set it up that whoever he talks to first gets to go on the cruise.
Okay. That is classic. I love that. You just don't see that anymore in TV.
Again, with the premise, it's like, you know, like Jack, it's usually like Jack causes a problem and then the girls solve it. And then this time it's like he gets easily talked into breaking off with the original girl he was going to bring and then try to decide between one of them. Like, how did he get, like, convinced so easily that, all right, yeah, this will be better if I have to decide between one of my roommates?
Yeah, I don't think in real life any guy would back down off a date to go on a cruise ship with a friend. And he also had a long...
Right, where he's going to definitely get some.
Yeah. He also had a long list of girls that he was ready to take out. Like, I was writing them all down. Mary Miles, Debbie Webner, Dr. Montgomery's nurse, and then he settled on Joanne Bonney. I love the names, but he also chose Joanne because he said she won't put up much of a fight on a cruise. That line would never pass in 2018.
Yeah, it's like it's almost date rape at that point.
Right, for a week. Yeah, I know.
We have reached the Mr. Furley years, which I know, you know, I'm more of a Roper guy, you're more of a Furley guy, but Furley is genius.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I love how he's able to. It, like, the best part about it is he was thrown into this show mid series, and I don't know, we're like 11 episodes deep into the first season he's on, and he's really very comfortable working with the three kids.
Oh yeah, he's, you know, look, Don Knotts definitely was always a, you know, comic genius, and Furley's kind of just an offshoot of Barney Fife, you know, he's sort of got that same, you know, fake machismo kind of thing going, but it works, you know.
Yeah. And I love Lana Shields on, you know, she's got a small bit part in this episode, but she's great. Well, I just don't buy that Jack is not into Lana Shields.
Right, but that's the funny, because obviously Furley is completely in love with her.
Yeah, yeah. But it's weird, because the way that Lana doesn't like Furley or avoids Furley, that's as much as Jack avoids Lana. And I just, even when I was a kid watching the show and watching how Jack avoided Lana, I didn't buy it. Like, even when I was a kid, I was like, there's just no way Jack would not be into this woman. Especially if she's like coming on to him the way she is. I mean, come on, Jack, it's a sure thing. And maybe it's because I really liked Lana.
Yeah, I agree. I was like, yeah, she's throwing herself at him. You know, the guy's got a phone book of like 100 women. Like, why wouldn't he add her to the roster?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. And Ralph's got a great line. The world would be our waterbed when it comes to the cruise ship.
Yeah. But the even better line was, he goes, Jack goes to Furley, he goes, you know, when he was wanted to get on the cruise with Lana, and Jack goes, you can't get on and I can't get off. And Furley goes, ain't that the truth?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, wow, what did that do? I mean, that's, you want to talk about edgy. That was real edgy.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. There's just a lot of edgy stuff on the show that they kind of stuffed in under the radar.
Yeah, you can usually catch something in every episode where you're like, wow. Like, even for, you know, back then it was racy.
Oh, well, so your review of the episode, you really liked it. It's a thumbs up for you.
Yeah, awful premise, hysterically funny.
Okay, well, Don, I mean, I asked you back to the Regal Beagle podcast. You have to come back next week. Join us again. Let's talk about another episode.
I'll be knocking soon.